Guys, good, how are you, man?
Good.
So at the end of the last season, we saw Alex kind of make an uneasy alliance with Darius.
Right.
How will we see that kind of impact his character this season?
In season two, he's hanging out a bit more around Darius. In a way, the group in general sort of starts, you know, giving him these elbows, kind of pushing him down, not making him feel, you know, great. And so naturally, he sort of finds his own way, and in doing so, kind of finds more about himself, and making sort of this unlikely alliance with Darius.
In the, a lot of fans of the comics, you know, as they watch the show, they're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with Alex.
Right, right.
I'm not going to ask if we're going to see anything like that, but it's...
Is it playing in the...
I mean, how do you feel, you know, just if you're going to go that way, it's just...
Oh, if we're going to go that way, well, I hope not. I want a job. But, I think it sort of is in the back of my head. But the writers are really good at telling us anytime there's anything shady going on, kind of what's happening. So will it happen, will it not? I really don't have an answer for that. But if I were the audience, I would definitely keep an eye on the Runaways in general, just to see if anything shady is going on ever, because normally there is.
So the first episode of the season is basically the team and then Alex. And how did you feel kind of going into that first script, seeing that Alex was very much on the outside?
Right.
How did that feel like, with that being it, and then you going through the rest of the season?
Yeah, I guess reading it, I sort of enjoyed it, because in a way you get to see him in a different light. You get to see him do different things that he wouldn't normally do with the group. The group is sort of training, getting together stronger with their powers, and Alex sadly doesn't have one. So he sort of, you know, is finding his own way in that second season, which was getting to read it and getting to watch it back. Some of the scenes I've gotten to watch is super cool and exciting.
This is more of a general question, but what's your favorite part about playing Alex, and like, what do you think is the most challenging part?
My favorite part is probably seeing him get to use his brain, because that's his power. That's his use to the group, right? That's how he's useful. That's how he sort of contributes. And so when you get to see that on full display, and you'll definitely get to see it much more in the second season, that's so much fun to play out. When he's kind of, you know, on hyper mode, boom, and everything's working out, and he's planning things, and when it works out, it's exhilarating. So getting to read that and getting to play that is so much fun, because you get to act, you know, super smart and super cool when it all works out. Yeah.
So what's going to be the relationship with Darius this season now? So how is that feel to kind of be the only one to have somewhat of a serious appearance?
Right, right. I guess it is. It's sort of that, right? It's sort of he finds... they start hanging out more because he needs the help in order to provide for the group. And in doing so, they kind of create this kinship where it's not the same relationship that it was at the beginning. And so that kind of leads to other things, and that has a domino effect on the rest of the season, good or bad. But it's interesting. I would watch out for that dynamic for sure, because what happens there sort of drives a lot of the season. Yeah, I don't want to give too much.
Alex's friendship with Nico, will see that kind of repair itself in season two, or will they still be estranged?
I think it's going to be awkward a bit for sure. But at the same time, you know, they're sort of this family. They have to come together. They are all they have. And so in a way, they do come together, of course. They're living under the same roof, so that kind of needs to happen sooner or later. But I think it's definitely weird, you know, when the girl you loved is living upstairs with the girl she's now into. So, but I think he also respects it. He understands it and kind of doesn't try and jump his way back into a relationship. But, it's now that I'm thinking more about it, it is kind of fun to watch that dynamic play out between the three of them for a few scenes there.
That's good? Okay.
Great.
Thanks.